$12,616, Victor N. and Peggy Morgan seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the intersection of Sand Dollar Lane and Salty Way Drive within the Keenwick West subdivision. The 911 address is currently not available. The zoning district is MR, the tax parcel is District 533, map 12.19, parcel 14. They're seeking a 1.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for a proposed dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening, can you state your name and address?
Good evening, Victor Morgan, 32749 Watchtower Drive, Selbyville.
And sir, hold on, you need to be sworn in first.
Swear away.
You swear or affirm the testimony, but to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Let me state my name again?
No, if you would.
Okay. One thing, it is actually, it should be a 1'5" variance, not 1'3".
And before you get into that, do you have a drawing or something that shows that? Because the one we have shows that. It's the same one?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That's 8'7".
And it's 10-foot, so that'd be 1.3, not 1.5.
Actually, I believe it's 1.5.
1.5 will make it a 10.2.
Well, if I had 5 inches to 7, it would become 10 feet. I mean, 5 plus the 1 foot. 1'3" would be, that would be 8'9".
Okay, so I guess here's the issue, Ms. Norwood. It's a good point. It says 8.7, and it looks like it says inches.
Yeah, I guess it should say 8.
Yeah, it's actually not inches. It's 1.3. If you have a 10-foot side yard and you're pulling out 8.7 feet, it's 1.3 feet. That's for the variance it's needed, not 1.5.
Okay. So well, I'm positive I need 49 feet.
Okay. Well, the drawing we got here shows a 49-foot wide house.
Okay.
And then it goes to the 15-foot corner. And that you're 8.7 from the side, so that'd be 1.3.
Okay.
Okay.
So to fit my house, obviously I need 1'3". I've told my neighbor I need 1'5", so I'm in better shape. What they did is this subdivision, the surveys have been, they're crazy. I will sit 14 feet plus my 8'5" to the corner of my house off of my neighbor's house. It's an odd shape. To keep the house back 30 feet, I need this area to fit my 49-foot wide house in. It looks to me like it amounts to under 12 square feet if it's 1'3", 12 to 13 square feet of property that I will encroach. It's a pretty narrow front, and any questions? And the other thing is if you look at these, you can see on this how far off each of the lots are. You can, as far as the surveys go, I mean, that house actually encroaches. So I think what happened in 2005 when they did this lot line agreement, house on 15, house on 16 actually encroached on 15. 15, when 14 was sold in 2005, Lot 15 needed to pick up that 80 feet because he has it on his property. So he moved it over. The original owner of 14 was selling the lot, so he gave up the property on it. That's why I said it's actually, his corner of his house is just about 14 feet off of the property line.
Right now, we're looking at yours.
Yes.
You've got a survey here, so we're trying to figure out, you know, do you have anything to add to what you've already stated?
No.
There's some, I was looking at your answers with the criteria. It's basically what you're stating. I'm sure we will have some questions.
Ask. And my 30 foot, I'm doing the neighborhood, most of the houses are set back 30 feet, so I'm trying to keep within the neighborhood. This is the...
Sir?
Yes.
Did you consider just moving the house back further in the lot so you wouldn't need a variance?
Well, what it does is it changes. I mean, then our house looks different than most of the houses in the neighborhood. We're going back further than we need to. And if I went back, yeah, I think it works to hitting the 10 foot about 17 feet back. It would not look good and it would take away the entire backyard. You know, we have plans for the backyard too. I could probably come for if we want to put a pool in or we want to put a patio in, all we have is a massive front yard.
Did you consider designing a house that would fit, I mean, it's only 1.3 feet, that would fit within your setbacks?
We've spent about at least the last year looking for a house that fits our family. The same thing everybody else says. I mean, we have 9 grandkids. It's hard to fit them in a 1,200 square foot house when they come to visit us. I'm still...
Will this be a one story or two?
No, it's a story and a half. It has a second floor on it. I have the floor plan if you want to see it.
It's kind of looking like you're almost 50 feet by, you're a shade under 3,500 square feet just on the...
It's 2,600 square foot house. No, it's hard. The back of the house is, the second floor is only about 600 square feet. The first floor, I believe, is, I should know it by heart. I've been staring at it forever.
Your building box shows that it's about 3,300 square feet.
That's, again, the second floor has a vaulted ceiling. I mean, the first floor has a vaulted ceiling. It goes into the living room and part of the kitchen area. The first floor is 2,011 square feet. The second floor is, which I can walk over and show you. So the second floor.
You can give down to Ms. Norwood.
Oh, okay.
She's the one who takes
that.
That's all right.
Thank you. Yeah, do you guys want to have copies of that on there?
Are you on town or, wait a minute, it would be Artesian there?
Artesian.
And do you have any, so that wouldn't be affecting your backyard in any way. What we're looking at as a board is what is, I mean, is it a regularly shaped? I mean.
The lot?
I mean.
The lot originally was a regular shape. Now it's irregular. It's narrow in the front. The other issue we have is we border both streets. So we have 15 feet off of one side and then 10 feet off of the other. And most of the houses are in the subdivision, at least on our street, all of the houses are substantially wider than what this is. This is a 49-foot house. Our neighbor, the three adjoining neighbors run about 59 feet.
So, sir, I see where on your plans, some of the square footage is a garage and two porches, so it's not all finished living space.
That's correct.
In the box. I noticed on the back, one of the reasons 68 feet deep is because you've got a porch sticking out the
That's
back.
Correct.
Did you just consider, in order to get more square footage, just making your house deeper?
Yes. What happens is we lose our... The reason this house was chosen is how it has the first floor bedroom. We're unfortunately getting older. So it gives us a first floor bedroom. It gives us the living room space that we're looking for, and the same with the kitchen. It's the we spent well over a year looking for a house that does the things that we want it to do, and I haven't found, this is the first one we found that we were actually interested in. I have plenty of plans for narrower houses, but then again, now I've got, now I sort of look like the houses in Kennewick instead of the houses in Kennewick West. Kennewick West, you have a little wider lots. You're trying to, in Kennewick on the bay, there are these skinny little houses that they have, you know, 2.5 floors on. That's not the way our neighborhood looks. Ours are wider houses. The house, you're correct, it's not that deep. It's only, I think, 58 plus the porch on the back there that makes it 60.8. I don't remember the dimensions. So I think it's 60.8.
Is it too late for me to stand up?
Huh?
Is it too late for me to come up?
No.
Can I say something?
Well, we need to swear you in if you're going
okay.
to be testifying.
I just need to say something.
I presume she's another applicant?
She's my wife.
All right. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Peggy Morgan, 32749 Watchtower Drive, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. I think the reason that the first floor, we need so much square footage is because we need, obviously we want a bedroom for ourselves because of age, but we also need another bedroom on that floor from my mother. So that's why we're trying to squeeze it all. And she's 90. I'm not going to put her upstairs. So
far.
So the front part of this that would be an issue is probably that 13 square feet is a porch.
No,
from what I'm
it's
reading
not.
On that, or is
no.
is it the opposite?
No, what is happening with it is, I mean, if you look at the plan, which you have.
We have up here.
Yeah, that front is showing a closet in the front, then a bathroom, then the area in the back. We're going to probably change that and have that front room as a room for her mother. That's in the plan. God may see it different.
So that room is where, is that the 8.7? Are you, you're not including the porch yet?
No, the porch, there is a porch on the front of the house, and that is in that area. That porch, I believe, is about 5 foot wide. Is that correct? Is that what you see?
Seven, I think.
Or 7.5. Okay, it is a porch with a roof on it. If you can see on the plan, it also sets back for the doorway. It doesn't. I mean, it's not something that you could take out of the house. And it is also only, it's only that little front portion of it. It's not, I'm not going, I don't need to go the whole way back.
The drawing showed some steps. off the front?
There will be steps off the front.
Are they going to be within the building envelope?
Well, no, they should, from what I understand, I have about 5 feet. I talked to zoning, I've called zoning a couple times on it, and they said I have 5 feet I can move with the steps to the front of the house. Now, I don't know what the finished floor elevation is still because
Well, if they project more than 5 feet, then there would need to be a variance in the front yard.
Then there would need to be a variance in the front.
Just wanted to make sure you're aware.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
You had mentioned that if you were to push the house back so that the width were to comply with the building envelope. I thought your testimony was that that would require it to be pushed back 17 feet?
17 feet is what I scale it off at. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure I understand.
Yeah, that's what I, that's what I saw that. We also considered going on the salty wayside. The surveyor, and when I called the Sussex County, they said they'd like to have the 25 feet for cars to be able to see to go around when they pass the house, that they can see oncoming cars.
Right. Is there any flooding that you get? I see you have a lagoon in the rear yard.
That's
Is
correct.
That rear yard flood at all?
I was told that it flooded, not the whole lot, but I was told that some of the water came up in the backyard of that number 15, up probably, and this is a wild guess, 40 feet into the yard. And I'm actually at a little lower elevation. 14 has some of a 4 foot elevation in it, where most of ours is 2 foot.
So you believe that that rear yard may flood at some?
That rear yard probably will flood.
I'm guessing that's a reason you don't want to have the house put back.
I don't want it back. That's correct.
I did not see on your drawing the location of any HVAC system. Are they going to comply with the setback requirement?
As far as I can tell, the HVAC should not be. I'm allowed 3 feet over, and as far as I can see, if I look at my drawing, which I think I gave you the drawing for the house. Yeah, my plot. The back part of the house, I have room. It's only that one little pie shape in the front corner that I wouldn't have the room to do it.
And have you discussed it with your neighbor, owner of lot 14? Have you had any concerns there?
One of the things that Dave said to me, he said, well, do you think you could consider just taking it to the street side? And I said, doesn't matter. I said, but I talked to Sussex County, and they told me they would prefer it didn't, which was pretty close to the same thing the surveyor said. You really need to go to that side, not to the street side. I talked to him, I talked to Dave Smith, I think it was last Friday, because I took him over a copy. He never saw the lot line agreement, and I told him I'd bring a copy over. So I brought a copy over, and he looked at it, and he said he had come to the county and got a copy of the plot that we submitted, and he says, oh, that's all it is? And it sort of ended there.
And do you need HOA approval?
Yes.
Have you?
I've submitted it to them, but they said they won't do anything until Sussex County either denies it or blesses it. They're not going to get involved in it, so it's possible I'll have a problem with them.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Any questions from the board at this time?
Do you have a guess on your front property line on Sand Dollar Lane? There's grass area there. You have an idea of how much, what's the distance from your property line to Sand Dollar Lane? Approximation.
Are you talking about with the setback or what we're seeing in that?
I'm curious about what the distance is from your property line to the edge of Sand Dollar Lane.
You're not asking me about the setback.
I'm not. I'm just asking you your estimation of what that distance might be.
Well, I do know, or the garage on lot 15 to the garage back, I believe, is at 30 feet. I have to scale it. Honestly, I'm not positive.
Okay. So
I'm not positive. I would think what we're seeing
12 to 15?
Probably so.
Okay. Thank you.
I've measured it all 100 times, and I should know.
Okay.
And you say there's no flooding issues there and just one time? It's
well, I've only owned it for a little over a year, so I can only go by what my neighbor on lot 15 said. And he told me that it came up, this section of his house is a 4 foot. It came up into here, right up into here when it flooded. He said, I think he told me it was, I'm not positive, 10 feet off of his house, 10 feet from behind his house, he had a flood, and that was during Sandy. Sandy was 10, 12 years ago.
It
was 01. Was there one after that that hit here?
Isabel.
Okay, there was whatever the last one, he had it come up into his yard. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I know he told me he did.
Further questions?
One other comment, then. Now, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. One other comment is, as far as flooding goes, this lagoon here, this piece right here, takes a lot of the water. There's a 42-inch pipe in there, and all the water, all 54, comes in and flushes in there. So we do get a lot of water coming in.
And where does that water connect to?
That goes down to Aslaman, the Aslaman Bay.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition? We have one. Would you like to speak?
Yeah, I'd like to speak.
Okay, if you would sit.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Dean Pantelier, 37827 Salty Way East, Salty Way.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The gentleman actually stated my case for me when he mentioned that Kenwick West has very large lots and it doesn't impact the other neighbors in the neighborhood. We have 75-foot wide lots, most of them, as compared to some of the other waterfront developments. And one question I would have is, it was mentioned maybe moving the house back, but how about if the house was angled slightly to come off that property line?
It would appear to me that if that were to happen, then it would likely require a variance on the other side, the corner front yard.
Most definitely. Yeah, we can't get
it. It's already at the setback line on the other side, on the northeast side, southeast side, I should say.
Okay, can you put up the plan of the house, the building plan for me, please?
Okay.
Oh.
That's the building plan and this is the survey.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. So it's over here where it's touching.
Correct. So the area that's in question, as he testified mm-hmm. to, is that 8 point, and then it's a sliver. So eventually it comes into compliance mm-hmm. probably right in this area. Mm-hmm. So it's a triangular piece where at its most wide part, it'll be 1.3 feet. That's the area of encroachment.
Okay, so
if it was, you know, shifted as you indicated before, it's going to mm-hmm. kick out over that way. And what he had testified to is that if he moved it back to get it to the point where the width was, he'd have to bring it back 17 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So if he, it's going to be that far out.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Are you, and you're in opposition, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you on the HOA board or anything?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Where?
I am actually here for another case later on tonight.
Okay. Where do you live? How approximately do you?
Well, if you went down Salty Way.
Well, the church is there on the right. I'm mm-hmm. familiar with the area.
Okay.
And
so all the way down Salty Way, out, no, the other direction, and all the way around.
Can you get by the mic so we can catch you on
yes,
the recording?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the way around, and now if you made it, no, the other way. And then out at the end of that.
Okay.
Keep going. Exactly, 47 there. Yep, that's me.
Have you dealt with a lot of flooding?
Have I? I've only been in the house 2.5 years. I have not had any flooding.
Any other questions for this one? Thank you. Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Pam Smith on the line. Pam, your line is open. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Hello?
Can you hear? Can you hear? Hello?
Hello, Miss. Is this Pam Smith? Okay, well, we need to swear you both in. Can you state your address for us as well?
Dave Smith, 37190,
Grand Buffalo Lane. And Pam, is that your same address as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Yes.
All right, and if you can just be careful so that only one of you speaks at a time and try to speak clearly. We do have you on speaker, so I believe, Pam, you were a little bit muffled when you spoke, so if you could just make sure you speak clearly. And the floor is yours.
Dave Smith, my name, and I own the lot next to where Neil and Vicker and Peggy are going to be moving in. And he's absolutely correct when he talks about the flood lines and the size of the property that was during Sandy. And the only time I've ever seen the water really come up, it came up almost 20 feet into the yard. And again, I've talked to Neil several times concerning his position. And when you're talking about probably 20 square feet, and you talked about the distance from where it begins, where they're 8 feet, 7 inches away from the property, to where it's within compliance, it's almost a minuscule effect on the property, for one. And for two, if you set it cockeyed, the house at a different angle, to throw everybody on the street off of the bed. And I was preferring not to be in further in the back just because one of the flooding, and two, you know, it's obscure for years. So I support what Neil's proposing to the board.
Thank you. And Pam Smith, do you agree with what Dave Smith has testified to?
Yes, I agree.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one else on the line who would like to speak.
Thank you. In hearing what the opposition had to say, would you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12616 for Mr. and Mrs. Morgan for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does not have physical conditions that create an exceptional practical difficulty, and it can be developed with strict conformity to the Sussex County Zoning Code. Variances are not necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Nay.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Gorman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too for those reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-1, case number 12616 has been denied. Next